You ever wonder what 18 and a half sacks by a college player looks like in a college body? It's Nate Orchard of Utah. Nate, how you doing, man?
I'm doing great. Enjoying it here. Thank you.
Good stuff. Well, you did so much and had such a fantastic season last year with Utah, a nice college career on the whole. What do you have to do to prove to NFL scouts that, hey, I need to be taken as high as I possibly can?
Right, my versatility. I can play with my hand down and drop back into coverage as an outside linebacker, I think, is the biggest thing going forward.
What made you a good pass rusher? What was it, speed? Was it power? Was it combo? What was it?
Speed. Speed kills. And so that was my thing, getting off the edge. Just love just beating the tackle off the ball and just getting around.
What was your best game?
UCLA. Had 4 sacks that game. 12 tackles. It was my best game for sure.
When you're playing a game like that, is it kind of like when you're playing basketball and you just can't miss from outside? Or is it, obviously, it's different, but is it kind of along those lines?
I was getting a feel for the tackle I was going against, you know. Like you say, getting a feel for your shot. But I was feeling him, and my moves were just working, being able to counter him and what he was going to. It was just really fluid.
It's my belief, and I bet it's your belief too, that no defense can have too many pass rushers, right?
No, I agree. I agree. Sacks is what the NFL is all about. If you can get to the quarterback, you're good.
Hey, let's play hypotheticals. Let's say you're playing on a defense with J.J. Watt. What is possible?
We could both be sponsored by Nike. Oh, yeah. That would be great. I mean, there's a lot of great guys on that D as well, but God, just to be part of that group, it'd be phenomenal. I mean, we'd cause havoc in the backfield for sure.
Yeah, and to be clear, he's a different position. He plays defensive end, but he's a 3-4, right, all that stuff. And the Texans' defense this year had 34 takeaways. He was a large part of that, but you brought it up too. The rest of that D does so many things. What do you know about Romeo Crennel, the defensive coordinator, and his history?
I've seen their defense play on Sundays, you know, and they're great. You can see the unity there. The chemistry they have with each other, and it would be a great defense to play for.
All right, Nate, best of luck to you. We'll probably talk with you again at the Combine and knock them dead come April and beyond.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.